생각이 바뀌나 봐.
Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie's Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday, March 5th. You can click on and listen live to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:36. It looks like it's a little bit cloudy out, so that could throw you off a little bit if you're just getting going. Make sure that kids are prepared for the day. You know, the weather just is up and down. One day it's windy, one day it's cold, one day it's warm, one day it's raining. So we just really have to be prepared for whatever the weather will be. You know what? I brought a scarf today because it just may get cold a little bit later. But if you're just getting your work day and your school day started, we want to make sure that you are giving yourself enough time to get there. And you know, I say that every single morning. But the fact of the matter is many of us have situations with punctuality. Just sometimes in the morning, for whatever reason, things just don't go right. And you may start off on time, but by the time you get out of the door, you're just running late. And I know it's easier said than done, that if you're running late, you know, you want to take your time, but those things really, they really don't go together. So what I'm asking you to do is to just accept the fact that if you are running late, that you're just running late, and you'll just get there when you get there safely. But this week we're gonna talk about punctuality, and we're gonna talk about how we can do a better job of getting to where we need to be on time. And I think that that's an issue that probably plagues just about every one of us at some point or another. But we wanna remind you that as you're traveling in, make sure that you're watching out for those school buses. And there's nothing more aggravating, I know, than getting behind a school bus when you're late. It's bad enough to get behind a bus when you're running good, but when you're running late, it does drive you. But I'm going to ask you this morning, it's Tuesday, we made it through Monday. Take a deep breath. Hold it for 30 seconds. And blow out. I'm telling you, I had to do that this morning. I had to take a deep breath. DC's laughing at me because we were running a little bit behind this morning, but it's all good. You just have to find your center. And I just have to do what I am suggesting that you do. I'm doing it myself. I'm just going to sit here and I'm just going to be. I'm going to be okay with where I am and when I get there. And you know what? We all could stand to do a little bit better. But as you're traveling in, please make sure that you do stay engaged. Sometimes I know it's tough, but there are kids standing out there by bus stops. There are kids that are walking, and there are kids that are crossing those school zones. And help our crossing guards. Help our crossing guards by just giving them the courtesy of slowing down and not giving them the evil eye when they put that stop sign up and you just got to get through that school zone. I know. Just slow down. Get there safely. You know, it's Tuesday, the week is off to a great start. And you know why it's off to a great start? Because we're saying so. Remember, words create an atmosphere. And this morning in our quiet time, that's what we got. You know, our meditations the last few days have been about our words and the atmosphere that those words create. What kind of atmosphere are you creating for yourself? And that's something you have to pause and think about. What kind of atmosphere are my words creating, not only for me, but the people who are around me? I'm going to keep talking about this until somebody gets it, because those words that come out of our mouth are critical. They change the atmosphere for the good, or they can change the atmosphere for the better. And sometimes when I say this, I wonder if they can change the atmosphere for the good, or they can change the atmosphere for the bad. And sometimes I wonder, after I say this, and then I meet people,
and maybe they just didn't listen. And they come in and they're dragging about their day, and their day is just getting started. And I'm like, maybe people just don't get this word thing. Maybe people just don't get how important it is, those words that are coming out of their mouths. And I'm going to tell you, when I get around people like that, I want to hurry and get away. Because those people come in, they come into a space, and they change the atmosphere. And I'm going to tell you, when you come into a space, you want to make sure that you're changing the atmosphere for the good and not for the bad. It just makes it easier to be around people who are saying good, positive things. And I'm telling you, you can't just think those good, positive things. You've got to open up your mouth and verbalize them. That's how it all happened in the beginning. God opened up his mouth and he said some things. He said, let there be. And it was. And we have that same power. And I'm telling you, if you are too afraid to open up your mouth and say those good, positive things, then don't be surprised when you get those things that you get. Hey, y'all, it's Tuesday. It's March 5th. We're off to a great start. Make sure that you're opening up your mouth, saying some good, positive things. And make sure that you're sending your kids off with some good, positive things. And make sure that you remember that those school zones, well, they're in effect until 9 o'clock. You're on point, everybody. It's 7:43. We're going to take a timeout, but we'll be back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's Tuesday, March 5th, and it's 7:48. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and they are building the community that we serve and have been doing so for over 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish. And, you know, we talk about Rosa Fields and State Farm. But if you've ever had a problem, if you've ever had a fire, if you've ever had a hurricane or a storm in your life where you needed an agent that you could simply drive up to her or you could phone her on her cell phone or at her office and she's just there for you, you know what? Those are the game changers in our lives. Those are the people that are supporting our community. Supporting our community by supporting programs like this, and by supporting all of you who choose to use her as an agent. And I'm going to tell you, it is something said about local people that have a vested interest in our community. They make sure they do the work to make sure that you get restored. Rosa Fields and her team can be phoned at 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hicksonhasit.com. Before we get to what we're going to be talking about this morning, I was just thinking, you know, this morning and every morning, I drink tea every single morning. And this morning, I'm drinking a different tea. Usually, I drink green tea that has some fruit in it, maybe like lemon or orange. But this morning, I'm drinking a tea that has ginger in it. And as I was drinking the tea, I was just thinking about ginger and the good herb that ginger is. It is serves a lot of medicinal purposes. And so as I was talking about the weather changing and people getting sick and sinuses and colds, and, you know, this is the time of the year where people, the weather is going back and forth. And if you're just looking for something simple, ginger root is a well-known remedy. And it's a great remedy for a lot of things like indigestion. It's used for irritable bowel. It's used for chills. It's used for cold and flu. It's even used for menstrual cramps and bloating and heart
heartburn and flatulence, which is gas. And so if you're having some of these issues, and I don't know why I felt compelled to just really say this morning, you know, unless you've ever bought ginger root, you wouldn't even really notice it, because it's such a weird looking sort of herb. It's ugly, really. It's brown and it's bumpy. But what you can do is just buy that ginger root, and you can buy it at Walmart. You can buy it really at any store. And you just cut it up into slices, almost like cucumber slices. And you just throw it into a little bit of water and you boil it. And there is a very, very, if you've never had ginger root, it's very, very strong. But it just goes in and it cleans you out. And the experts also say that it's good for, not only is it good for coughs, but it's good for bronchitis. It's good for osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. And it also eases tendinitis. So it's good for a lot of things. They even say, do you see, that it can lower your cholesterol and your blood pressure. And it's an aid in preventing internal blood clots. So if you're just looking for something, you're not feeling just so, or you're kind of coughing. Like yesterday, I got that tickle in my throat, and or you can... Sometimes you can just sort of feel like when you're going to get sick. Well, ginger, they say, is an antiviral, and it makes a warming cold and flu remedy. So if that's you this morning and you're trying to figure out what to do and you're just tired of taking all these things, ginger is a great, great herb. It's called ginger root, and it's used for all sorts of medicinal purposes. And like I said, you just kind of boil it. It's really strong. And I'm sitting here this morning and I'm drinking my tea with ginger in it. And I'm thinking, boy, it really feels strong, but it's making my throat feel better. And I don't know about you, but with all of the winds that we've been having, and you can see that the trees are just beginning to bud just enough for that ragweed and all that gunk. It's blowing around and it just gets into your sinuses and it will drive you. Well, if you're looking for something to sort of soothe that, ginger root is what I would recommend. And I don't know, that might be a word for somebody. I was just sitting here thinking, wow, you know, this morning I am having a tea that is very different. And the only time that I really have or drink ginger root, I never buy it, but an older lady turned me on to ginger root years ago, and she just swore by it. And I said, you know what? I'm going to try that. And so if you've got some of these issues that I just mentioned, you might want to try that ginger root tea. And I don't put anything in my tea. I've just gotten accustomed to drinking it just with nothing because of just cutting back on various different things. But if you put a little bit of honey in it, and just the ginger and boil it, just let it come to a boil, and it gets real sort of tender, the root itself. It is just really great, and you have to get accustomed now to the taste, because the taste is strong, but it's very good for you. And that's just fruit for thought this morning, and I just wanted to share that with you because I believe that somebody might need some ginger root tea this morning, just like I do. But switching gears a little bit this morning, you know, March is Women's History Month, but for us, every day is a celebration of the women that we meet and the women that we love. And this morning is no different. We're going to be talking to an incredible woman that is doing incredible things. And I tell you what, the more women that we can bring to you that are living their dreams, that have thrown literally caution to the wind and have decided that, you know what, I am tired of the drudgery that I have been in, and I am going to step out of the boat. How many times have I said it? I don't even know. I'm going to step out of the boat, and I am going to begin to live my dreams. It's like Dr. Trim said, you know what, you change your destiny by changing your direction. Hey, everybody, it's Tuesday. It's 7:56, it's March 5th, and you're on point.
your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
fish. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, McBites, McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 8 o'clock. It's at the top of the hour, and this segment of the OPT network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, also McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, you know that this month, I've already said it, I'm going to be saying it the whole month, this month is Women's History Month. And there's nothing more than we like better than to really just showcase those women that are absolutely stepping out of the boat and living their dream. And you're going to remember this lady because she is, we call her friend and we call her sister. Her name is Michelle Tillis Letterman. And let me just remind you, she was the author of the 11 Laws of Likeability. She is the founder of Executive Essentials, a training company that provides communications and leadership programs as well as executive coaching services. Now, Michelle believes that real relationships lead to real results. And this is really, really important. She's delivered seminars internationally for Fortune 500 companies, universities, high schools, nonprofits,
places like Citibank, Deutsche Bank, Columbia School of Business School, and she has appeared on CBS. She has appeared on Good Day New York. She's been over 100 radio shows across the country, including when Gayle King had her show, NPR, Martha Stewart Living, and the John Tesh Show. She is back this morning on the OPT Network with her new book, Heroes Get Hired, and we welcome her back. Michelle, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Just so many things that you have done, Michelle. You just try to pick some because they're just tons and tons of accolades. But when we had you on the show, when we were talking about the 11 laws of likability, there was just something about you and what you were doing that just really moved us in a real profound way. And I know that it moved our listeners as well. And as we talk about Women's History Month, we talk about women really where we've been and where we're going. And one of the things that people may or may not know about you is that you were a very smart woman. Graduated summa cum laude in accounting, and went on to get your MBA, but made a decision at some point that this was not necessarily the road that you wanted to take. How does that happen?
You know, it's really funny. And I was a sophomore in college. And you're going to laugh at me with this. I was a sophomore in college. I thought I wanted to have a corner office on Wall Street. I was really, really good at math, at numbers, at accounting. I loved it. It made so much sense to me. I was so good at it. So I picked a college for an accounting major. And by my third semester, I said, I don't want to do this.
Wow.
And then I said, it's too late. Right? I told you were going to laugh at me. I remember thinking, it's too late, when I was 19 years old.
Wow.
And I completed my accounting degree, and I got a job after college at one of the big six or big four. I don't remember how many there were at the time. And I started my career in accounting.
Mm-hmm.
And, it wasn't fulfilling. And I thought, okay. Let me stop you right there.
So, Michelle, at 19, you really realized that this may not be what you want to do, but you're all in, so you just move forward.
Yes. And, you know, we were talking on the break, and I thought that should have been on the air, you know, because, you know, I was sharing that we often think about doing what we're good at, and as you've called it, your gift.
Mm-hmm.
And, I felt I have a gift with numbers. I'm photographic for numbers. I was a TA in high school for people my same year because I was so good at accounting.
Wow.
And so, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I had identified this gift, and I had visions of being in a power suit and a woman in Wall Street and a corporate office and all that. And by the way, I got there and then ran. No. And what I realized in my transition out of finance is that we really do focus on just what we're good at and singular ways to apply those gifts. And what I want to broaden us is to take the gifts and understand our gifts and think really broadly about how to apply them.
Mm.
And that's not to also say that we can't uncover gifts that we might not realize we have.
Right.
Or strengths that we can develop that, you know, just touch something in us.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, and I said during the break, I said, when you said that, because for many of us, we're looking for that gift, that thing that we're good at, that we're talented at, that comes easy to us. But it may, and you just opened up new possibilities for me with that statement, but it may not be the thing that you want to do.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. There's a woman, Tiffany Dufu. She is the president of the White House Project. And her and I served on a panel together. And she said, I have a poster in my office. And it said, if things are getting easier, you may be going downhill.
Wow.
And I found that so powerful because it was set at a time when things were hard for me. Mm-hmm. The book was launching and there was so much going on, and it was just, I was overwhelmed with work. And I thought, okay, this is good. When things take you a little bit out of your comfort zone, not for the things that are easy, but the things that are you know, getting you a little bit uncomfortable, not fearful, but just a little uncomfortable, that means we're stretching and we're growing.
Absolutely. And so, at what point, for those people that didn't meet you the last time you were here, at what point, Michelle, do you make the decision that, you know, the corner office, the power job, the thing that you, that comes really easy to you, that you're no longer going to do it anymore?
You know, I think the challenge was understanding what you wanted to do next. And for me, I didn't know right away. And so I sat in that job. At that time, I was a financial consultant for a large firm. And I went to that firm and I said, I want to be the head of your corporate social responsibility. I said, okay. I want to work in that department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, this was around 2001 when the world was getting laid off. And I got clear. I had this one volunteer project that I did. It was called Impact Day. I taught all these kids how to read. It was fabulous. I loved the day so much. One of my top 10 days of my life. And I thought, this is great. I'm going to go and tell them I should do this.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked into it. However, they were laying the world off, and they were no longer going to even have that position. And so I was in the next round of layoffs.
Wow.
Now, that was, you know, a blessing that I didn't see at the time. It took me almost a week.
Wow.
To see the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it takes people a lot longer to see the blessing. But, you know, at the time I thought, you know, they had done three or four rounds of layoffs, and I just, you know, wasn't really thinking that, you know, indicating I didn't want to do the kind of work anymore would put me in the next batch. But the thing is, I wasn't moving because I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of that journey, is figuring out what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that there's a lot of things. I mean, I don't want people to just leap. You know,
okay.
It's not realistic. It's not practical for us to just leap.
Mm-hmm.
What is practical is for us to explore and for us to test.
Okay.
And so what I did is internally in a bank, which I was working at within a week of being laid off, I told the CEO that I could do this stuff. And he said, okay, but you still have to do this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. And so I was able to, in a safe environment, in an internal environment, test out these new skills and get trained on these new skills and build these skills.
Mm-hmm. And so what you did, Michelle, essentially is you took the gift that you had, but then you broadened that gift. Is that fair?
In my case, I would say I found a whole new gift.
A whole new gift.
Oh. I did find a whole new gift. I had one of those moments where I said, this is what I'm meant to do.
Mm. Wow.
And it doesn't eliminate the other gifts that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You just think about how do you leverage them in this new vision. And I always say, design your ideal. And it's a hard concept because we have limiting beliefs. And mm-hmm. I don't know if we talked about limiting beliefs last time.
Go ahead, yeah.
But limiting beliefs are the things that we really, honestly, in our core, believe to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, they limit our exploration. They limit our attempt
mm-hmm.
to try these things.
Absolutely.
And we have them. We just have to figure out what they are for us.
Absolutely. I think this is an incredible conversation, Michelle, because so many people are sitting and I love what you said. That was one gift, but there were other gifts. And you had to find the range, really, for
mm-hmm.
the next thing. And I think that there are so many people out there looking for the range of the next thing. And you said something important, that you have to really explore. You can't just take the leap. You know, we had a conversation the other day on the air about those people that step out of the boat, those people that just go for it, and those people that just never do.
And there's something in between.
You know? Okay.
And I think that's how I approached it, that there's something in between. And that, you know, you might say I'm somebody who took the leap. However, I did it real slow and real safe.
Mm-hmm.
I did it with my finance salary behind me on the side, where I was telling, and I was very straightforward with the companies I was working for, saying I'm doing this on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I got permission and I still had a salary.
Mm.
So in a way, you are really managing two jobs at the same time, but it makes for a safer transition to overcome some of those fears. For me, my fears were financial.
Mm-hmm. And are most people's.
Yeah.
You know,
we have certain obligations. At the time, when I went completely out on my own, I was 6 months pregnant, putting my husband through business school, and moving my grandparents up from Florida. So, you know...
Wow.
I had, you know, a lot on my plate, and I was the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't just make that leap.
Mm-hmm. But so at some point you do transition, and you transition into executive essentials. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the transition, and then we're going to talk about the writing and the books and how those things began to birth out of you.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take a time out here, everybody. You're on point, but we're back right after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites. Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
set. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, neck bites, neck bites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. He's got HD. He's got bundling. He's got all the channels that you want or need. The number to phone, 318-767-2220. I'm going to tell you, every morning that I have awakened these last several weeks, I have awakened, refreshed, revitalized, and ready to go, all due to American Wholesale Mattress. Listen, if you're waking up from a full night's rest or whatever rest that you were supposed to be getting and you're not feeling rested, chances are you might not be sleeping on the right mattress or pillow. American Wholesale Mattress can help you with that. 717 MacArthur Drive or 318-443-9524. Been in this community for 20 years. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program If you're looking to start a business or you've got a business that is emerging, they can help you. Talking about businesses, if you're just joining us, we're joined by Michelle Tillis Letterman. She is just an amazing human being. She is an author. You might remember her from the 11 Laws of Likeability. Well, she's got a new book called Heroes Get Hired. But before we talk about her book, I just had to, and let me finish the titles. Heroes Get Hired, How to Use Your Military Experience to Master the Interview. But Michelle, you are one of those people that is just masterful at communicating. But even deeper than that, I think you're just masterful with the gift. And I'm sitting here and I'm looking at your beautiful picture, and we talked about the connection that we made when we came together and how important those connections are. But I want to talk about the birthing process of leaving corporate America and all that you knew, finding the other gifts that were lying within, and how you start to birth those gifts. And I said, before I let you answer that, I said to you during the break, you said, you know, you had a comfort zone of starting your own deal, your own business while still working. And I just want to let people know that that is good, but it gets hairy when you're trying to serve two things, because you'll either love one and hate the other, or you'll either do one well and not so well at the other. So I want you to kind of speak to that.
You are, excuse me, you are very, very on point. Pun intended. You know, and when I was in this process, I was absolutely overwhelmed, you know, with putting him through business school, with having a baby, with trying to build this business on the side, and still really working a full-time job in finance. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I recognized it. I approached them. I said, well, I need to do less. And so we started to wean me off. I went to 4 days a week. I went to 3 days a week. And somewhere around 3 days a week, the CEO brought me into his office, and he said, something's got to give, and it's got to be us.
Ooh.
And, you know, he was one of the few people who could ever say something to me like, you know, I said, oh, my baby comes first. He goes, you say it, but you're not acting like it.
Wow.
And for somebody to turn around and say that to you when you're pregnant with your first child, you're like, oh, if that's true, I gotta change something.
Yeah.
And so we worked together to get me out of there completely within the next couple of months, and that's what we did.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So you're right. It is very difficult to serve two things, but it's also hard to, when you've worked with a company, especially if a company is supporting you in this transition,
mm-hmm.
you're very loyal.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel that, and this is definitely a challenge that women have, is that we're very loyal and we never want to upset anybody.
Absolutely. You said something that just, I cannot let this pass, because we had this whole conversation on yesterday about the baby coming first. Did you see that statement, that interview that Juliana Rancic made about her husband coming first, and it created a firestorm? And so, did you see that?
I didn't.
Well, she said in an interview that her husband and their relationship comes first. And many mothers, as we're just talking about all of the things all about women, many mothers, we will make that statement that our babies come first. But I personally felt, I felt so connected to what she said, because your kids cannot come first. You've got to work on building that relationship with your spouse, with your husband, because those kids are going to leave at some point. But long story short, this was a firestorm. People weighed in, experts weighed in, people criticized her for saying that. And when you said that, it just brought that conversation back up again.
You know, it's bringing a lot of thoughts into my own head as well. And when I was saying that, I was also referring to an unborn child.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody who is completely dependent on you. And I think that there are different times in life when either a child or a spouse or yourself should come first. And I think we need to be on the list as well.
Absolutely.
We don't always put ourselves on the list.
We almost never do. We almost never
do. It's very true.
But such the great communicator you are, Michelle, you could just make that sound so perfect. And you did just that. That's really great. And so let's talk about how you started birthing these books. How does this happen?
Well, you know, I have I've always felt that there was a book or more in me and always had this desire to write a book. But it's an overwhelming task. I mean, I was a writing minor, but I didn't go into it as a career because I thought, I really ache over every single word. And it was just, it's so painful to write, because the words matter so much to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would write outline after outline. I came up with all these great book titles, and I had probably 10 outlines. And it was just something I kept talking about. And that's okay. You can keep talking about something. And one of the things that I do when something is big and scary is I talk about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start putting a voice to it, or if you start putting pen to paper, not to write the book, but to write your goals or your fears,
mm-hmm.
You give realization to it. So, and you also create accountability. Now I've told people I'm writing a book, I got to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I told people I want to do this, I have to be that person that follows through. So you create that accountability for yourself by starting to talk about it a lot,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes less daunting. So that's how I started. I just talked about it a lot. And at some point, and I was sharing with you on the break,
mm-hmm.
Life sometimes gives you the, okay, now is the time.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I had just had my second child. And my second child was only a few months old, and my older one was 22 months, and he was diagnosed with special needs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We had a child who wasn't answering to his name, he wasn't waving, he wasn't pointing, we had no receptive or expressive language at 22 months.
Wow.
It was as if we were speaking a different language. And so...
when did you realize, Michelle, that there was an issue?
The doctors told me at 12 months to start looking, and I thought, I'm not going to be one of those ridiculous parents. He's walking already. He's a boy. They talk later,
mm-hmm.
And I ignored them. and at 15 months, she wrote down the number on a piece of paper and said, call them now.
Wow.
And I did.
Mm-hmm.
And, we started therapy with him at 17 months, 1 week after my second son was born.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was sick, and so that 6 months was just torturous. But that 6 months is when we started to discover some more severe challenges. We had tantrums that lasted 2 hours until he hit his head. It was, we had some severe challenges, and
mm-hmm.
And basically, he was in 45 hours a week of therapy, and I had to be present.
Wow.
And I contacted all of my clients and I said, here's what's going on. I'm available and accessible to you. If there's an emergency, I will support you. I will help place other people, but I won't be in front of the room right now. And I worked with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't lose touch with them. And I really was very honest about what was happening. And that turned out that I had a couple clients who also had some challenging parenting issues. And so we bonded further over those
mm-hmm.
items, and when I was ready to come back onto the platform, they were still there.
How does that change you, Michelle, as a mom and as a woman?
I feel in a way, actually not even in a way, I feel completely that I'm a better parent because of it. I had 12 therapists almost teaching me how to be a parent, and, I had to fight with 12 people to make decisions about my child sometimes, about when to potty train him.
Mm-hmm.
And them telling me, well, you've got other problems. Don't push him on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that children live up to your expectations.
Absolutely.
Or down.
Absolutely.
And I believed that he could do anything we put in front of him. I always believed he would be fine and functional and a good member and a happy member of society and have a full life. That was always, always my belief. And I lived in a place called optimistic reality. I've
wow.
coined the phrase optimistic reality. And what I mean by that is always believing that it will all come together, but at the same time being realistic about where you are in the moment and what you need to do to make it all come together.
Now, where in the world does that wisdom come from?
I have no idea.
That's powerful.
I think you go into the depths of you
mm-hmm.
and your strength. And I have always been somebody, I haven't had the easiest life. And, I'm sure a lot of lives have been a lot harder and a lot of lives have been a lot easier. I'm probably somewhere in the middle. But, we all have our challenges. And, we had a divorced home and money struggles and whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very strong.
Wow.
And now how I found those strengths might not have been the healthiest ways, and we still are continuing to learn how to do those things better, but you have to find your strength.
Absolutely. Let's take a time out here. I promise when we come back, we're going to talk about Michelle's new book. It's called Heroes Get Hired: How to Use Your Military Experience to Master the Interview. Stay on point. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk. Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is serving Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. Expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde
Well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. I don't know about you, but when I talk to people like Michelle Tillis Letterman, it just makes my morning just a little bit brighter and better. Michelle is the founder of Executive Essentials, a training company that provides communications and leadership programs, as well as executive coaching services. And we're just talking about the work that she's done and the transition. And her new book is called Heroes, How to Use Your Military Experience to Master the Interview. Why did you write the book, Michelle?
You know, there are so many people who have served our country, and this is my way of serving them, to be perfectly honest.
Wow. So what was it about this book and this time that you thought, you know what, I need to do something to help those soldiers that are coming back to reintegrate?
Well, you know, it was just one of those moments. I was sitting in NBC's offices. We were talking about a book, and they said, what can you write on? And I said, well, you know, I could write you a book on interviewing skills, you know, tomorrow. And I said, what would really be nice is if we could target to certain audiences. I said, I think that there are different skills that you need for the returning mom, the new grad, the veteran. And they just loved when I mentioned veteran, because it's a very important you know, mission for NBC as a company. Mm-hmm. And it's very timely because we have over 1 million veterans coming back over the next few years into the civilian workforce. And that transition's challenging for a lot of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so when, you know, we started talking about it, I said, well, let's just do all of them. Let's start with the veterans because, you know, there's always working moms returning. I mean, you know, moms returning to the workforce. There's always new grads, but this is a really important time for the veteran.
Absolutely. And so before we go any further on the book, how is it that you connected with NBC?
Well, that's, you know, I was telling you on the break that I live my life.
I wish we could record the breaks because we have such great conversations during the break. But go ahead.
I know. We should just like air the break.
I know.
But, you know, my first book, The 11 Laws of Likeability, was a book about how I live my life, how I approach people, how I built my business. And that's really who I am and how I live. And all of my successes I can attribute to that approach of life. And the head of NBC Digital Publishing happened to go to my grammar school.
Okay.
And happened to have dated my sister in middle school.
Okay.
And she ran into him in a restaurant, and they did the, what are you doing? And my sister said, oh, my sister just wrote a book. And he said, get her in my office. And so I got into his office.
Wow. I call that divine appointment, huh?
Just right. And I brought him pictures of himself in sixth grade with his sweatpants pulled up and his yellow shirt tucked in and, you know, five girls all around him. And he's the only guy. And, you know, it was great.
Uh-huh. And so you just make this connection and then you start pitching what you'd like to do.
You know, I said, well, what are you doing, and how can we work together? And I basically, in that first meeting, said, you know, here's an idea. And that was December 6th of 2011 was the first meeting. It was just shortly after the first book came out. And, you know, in January we had the second meeting, and we said, okay, let's do this. And by May, I think I had a full draft of the book. And at that point, Michael came back to me and said, I have a blue sky idea.
Okay.
He said, what if we could give this away to all the veterans?
Wow.
And I said, I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out to all of my contacts, and I had been doing a lot of work for Citi, and somebody had come up to me at the end of one of the trainings and said, do you do work with veterans? And I said, no, but I would love to serve that population. How can I help? Well, I remembered her. I kept in touch with her, and I called her up. And I said, hey, you want to get involved? And Citi is sponsoring the book, and they're making it available for all the veterans for free. And if anyone knows a veteran or a spouse of a veteran, I have a special section in the back for military spouses.
Mm-hmm.
Go to heroesgethired.com, and it's downloadable for free. It's only an ebook. We don't have a printed version. If you don't have a tablet that plays videos, you can watch the videos online. If you don't have a tablet at all, you can download it as a PDF. You can just print it out. We're making this as available as possible.
Absolutely. And you have used all of your skills and your ability to communicate to really help that population, our soldiers, our veterans, to really get acclimated or re-acclimated
into civilian life and into the job market?
Yes, and you know, there. I think there's a lot of transitions before they even get to the interview, and the book doesn't address a lot of that. I really do focus on, once you have an interview lined up, the things that you should do a month out, a week out, a day out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take you through the interview day, from everything from, you know, what time do I arrive, to what I do in the waiting room, mm-hmm. to how do I make small talk.
Mm-hmm.
We do the handshake, we do the dress, mm-hmm. and we take them through all the stages of the interview. And we deal with basic questions as well as really challenging and difficult questions specific to the veteran. And in all of the research, we also brought in IAVA and MSCCN, two veteran organizations, to work on the book and to give us feedback on the specific challenges veterans are facing. And I'm learning that veterans are being asked some really inappropriate questions during the interview.
Really? Like
things
what?
Like, have you shot anyone?
Oh.
Do you have PTSD?
Oh, post-traumatic syndrome.
Yeah, things that should not be asked in an interview that are inappropriate, that are unrelated. And so I give them what I call the extract and redirect technique.
Wow.
And teach them really how to manage some of these challenging questions. I want them, they might not want to work for a company that would do that, and
right.
that's fine, that's their choice. I want it to be their choice.
But you know what, that is interesting, because that is probably maybe a good question for some, or not a good question, but maybe an obvious question to see if maybe they have some issues. Maybe the employer thinks that if I hire you, you might, something might happen and you might snap.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of misperceptions that people have over PTSD, and the, I would call them the physical and invisible injuries that veterans might return with. And the most prevalent impact is hearing loss.
Hmm.
And hearing loss is a really easy thing to help accommodate a veteran for in the workplace.
Wow.
You know, whether they can work in a quieter environment, or, you know, whatever it might be, those are easy accommodations to make.
And this is helping them to get into the right position for them, isn't it, Michelle?
Absolutely. And that's the other thing we talk about is, you know, we not only talk about what they need to answer to get the job, but also the questions they need to ask to determine if they want the job.
Mm-hmm. And one of
I address those limiting beliefs in the book as well, because, you know, we all have them.
That's right. And what I love about the book is you talk about being their authentic self and bringing that authenticity to where they are.
Yeah, and I think that's also a challenge. You know, veterans go through a real rigorous training, and there's a protocol and a way of carrying their selves, their bodies, and their face that does not translate to the corporate environment. And so what I try to do is say, okay, now when you were sitting at a promotion board, here, you know how you were sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to bring your shoulders down. I want you to bring your hands up. I want you to smile.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take them from what their training is and give them small little shifts and tweaks that they can make to adapt. The phrase that was given to me, adapt and improvise, is a military phrase, to this corporate environment.
Absolutely.
There are a lot. I think that's one of the larger challenges. There's a lot of challenges we address, but the two major ones are skill translation and culture
mm-hmm.
transition.
And that's why this book is so incredibly important. Michelle, tell people how they can go online and get the book, Heroes Get Hired, How to Use Your Military Experience to Master the Interview, absolutely 100% at no cost.
Absolutely 100% at no cost. Just go to heroesgethired.com. And whatever tablet you have, you'll see how you can download it. It can go to a phone. You can print it out. You can watch the videos online. This this book is strictly for veterans and veteran spouses and even families of veterans, because you might be able to help them and give them some tips as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have bonus sections in there. There's video. The cast in the videos are real veterans. They tell their stories at the end of the book. We give you information on how to work with a headhunter. We talk about an interview preparation checklist. We give you a resource list of links for different government programs, LinkedIn groups, all the resources that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we vetted some of them and put them up there so you can see all the programs. There's
mm-hmm.
so much.
Mm-hmm.
We all want to help.
Absolutely. What is the most important thing that you hope that the veterans and the families that will read this book will come away with?
I want them to realize that their skills are translatable and they are transferable. And, you know, sometimes they're saying, well, you know, great, I can, you know, clean a gun in 30 seconds.
Right.
And they don't need that in, you know, right, corporate America. No, but what they do need is somebody with attention to detail. They need mm-hmm. somebody who's a quick learner. They need somebody who is analytical. They need somebody who is dedicated and has a great work ethic. And there are things that a veteran brings to the workforce that mm-hmm. the average, you know, graduate from college doesn't.
That's right.
And they need to highlight their advantages.
You know what, Michelle? That's why I love you, because you can take anything and you can make something out of it. And that's really what it's about. I hope that people, veterans and their families, will pick up the book. But the 11 Laws of Likeability is just one of those incredible books that I think that we all need to read just for life. Michelle, thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
Thank you for having me, and I welcome any of your listeners to come and connect with me online. They can always find me at michelletillisletterman.com and on Twitter at @MTLetterman or on Facebook, and it's my full name, comma, author, and speaker.
Absolutely.
So my page, ask me questions.
And let me spell that last name, because they'll be looking for the wrong spelling on that. It's Lederman.
You are correct, and the Tillis is Tillis.
Absolutely. So there are many ways that you can connect with her. Again, the book is called Heroes Get Hired, How to Use Your Military Experience to Master the Interview. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you, Carlette. Great talking with you again.
Absolutely. We're going to take a time out, but we're back right after this.
Trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Different from the start, at the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think
a new or new to you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Fishy fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you fish.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center, fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, I'm sure you should be underway, hopefully, by now. It's 8:50, and this segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. The Of Oils Commission of Tourism, we remind you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish
Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling on Highway 71, you're going north or south, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. For more information, you can phone them at 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just coming in after the conversation, we were joined this morning by Michelle Tillis Letterman. She's all the way down or up in New Jersey. And yeah, she's a Jersey girl. And one of the things that, and I've said this a few times because it just warms my heart that we get an opportunity to meet and bring so many amazing women to you and to us. And if you're really, really engaged, you can learn something from all of the conversations that we have. I know that I do. And every time I meet another woman who has stopped doing what is comfortable, what is safe, what is well-paying, and steps out of their comfort zone and steps into the next thing, it inspires me to know that it's being done not only here where we are, but it's being done all across this great country. And it speaks to possibility. That's the main thing. It speaks to possibility. And you know, she talked about her being downsized out of her job at a time where, you know, people were laying off. And sometimes we look at losing a job or moving out of a job as decrease. But really, if those changes and those challenges would not have happened in her life, she would never have gotten to forming her own business, Executive Essentials, and training companies and providing leadership and communication skills. She would never have done that, probably necessarily, on the scale that she's doing it now. And I'm telling you, when you hear these people talking about how they've done it, all you've got to do is use a roadmap. You may not, we talked about the other day, people who leave their jobs and who go for it and people who don't. And it's a process. And this thing is different for every single person. Nobody does it just the same. You know, everybody has their way of getting there. But the most important thing is to get there and to find what you do well and to be able to love what you do well. You know, it's one thing to do something well, but you don't like it. Then I think that you really haven't garnered anything. But to do something well and to start to grow and get better at it and love it is a whole nother thing. It's just a whole nother deal. And so this morning, I hope that if you're listening and you're saying, Carlette, you know what, you're talking to me. We're trying to bring in great people doing great things. Not anybody that's just extraordinary, just normal people that have gone to school and have done well. Some have gone to school, some have not, but they have just found their niche in life. And I love what the Dalai Lama said. He said, take into account that great love and great achievements involve great risk. And I'm going to say that again because it's really, really just so deep. Take into account that great love and great achievements involve great risk. And until we really get there and get that down in us, I don't think that we'll ever really, really achieve the greatness that lies within each and every one of us. Don't allow that greatness to continue to just lie dormant. Start your process wherever it is and whatever it is. And for those veterans and those families that are concerned about whether or not they're going to be able to reacclimate back into civilian life, into the workforce, Heroes Get Hired is an absolutely no-cost book. You can go online, heroesgethired.com.
The book is Heroes Get Hired, How to Use Your Military Experience to Master the Interview. And it's something that we all need a little bit of help with. Michelle Tillis Letterman is the author. Michelle is spelled M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Tillis, T-I-L-L-I-S, Letterman, L-E-D-E-R-M-A-N. And I tell you what, we are so grateful for the opportunity to speak to such great people around the world that are making the difference, not only in their sphere, but throughout the world. And that's really what it's about. It's about making the changes that are going to make you better. And so this morning, we hope that your morning is off to an amazing start. If it's not, open up your mouth and change what's coming out. Say those good, positive things that are going to create a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. As always, we have enjoyed you. We hope that you have enjoyed spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. And the reason why we do what we do every single morning is because we love you. But what we really know is that God loves us all best. And what we really, really got to get deep inside is that we got to first love ourselves. It starts with self-love. You got to love yourself first. And then when you get that deep down in you and you really accept yourself, your authentic self, and love your authentic self for who you are, then that's when change starts. Thank you again for spending the very best part of your morning with us. It goes by way too fast. We do love you. And you know what? We've got some great, great shows coming up this month. Don't forget about Friday being real, real women, real talk. On Point Talk is smart talk for smart people. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Hump Day Wednesday. Have a great day.